Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Welcome to the show. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Again, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I apologize. I'm a little windy here. Been running around trying to find something, and I still can't find it. But anyway, I guess that's how it goes, right? Okay, so happy Monday to you guys. Hope y'all had a great weekend. I know I did. The little weekend that I had. I mean, working on Saturday gave me Sunday off, but then, you know, things happened and had to go in for a few hours this morning, have to go back this evening, but hey, you know, that's what it's all about, I guess, is, you know, I'm just grateful that I have somewhere to go. Y'all with me? And you should be too. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk a little bit about this. Now join the show tomorrow again at 10 o'clock. Same time, same place. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show is entitled, What's Your Pick in the Super Bowl and Why? Okay? What's your pick and why? You know, you guys tell me what, you know, to win the Super Bowl and why you picked that team. Now, my pick is, I think I'm going to go with the Broncos. And for one reason. And it's Peyton Manning. I don't think you can go against Peyton Manning this time. I think he's going to be more focused this time. I think he's going to be able to show off his skills once again to the world, because everybody's going to be watching this one, okay? Everybody's going to be watching this one. Even people who haven't watched the Super Bowl in a long time is going to be watching this one, okay? And you know, last year's Super Bowl was pretty neat. You know, the lights went out, caused a little drama in there. But, you know, we dealt with it. Lights came back on, and, you know, they started playing again. And ended up, you know, the Ravens took the championship. So we're going to see what happens on Sunday with the Broncos and the Seahawks, okay? And But my thing is just that, you know, I just think that Peyton Manning is going to play and take down the Seahawks. You know, we'll be talking about it for a while. I guarantee you, we'll be talking about it for a while, just to see, you know, what happened, and to know what happened in the game. It's gonna be. And I know you guys are having parties, or you're gonna be at a party, or you know, or you're gonna be at home, just you know, taking it easy, laid back. Doing your thing at home. Don't have to go to a party. You know? So, you know, a lot of times what we do is we'll just stay home. Maybe we'll grill out, have some things, have beverages, you know, and eat good and watch the game and talk. And, you know, without having a lot of friends over or anything like that. And, you know, I'll have my own Super Bowl party right here, you know, without having a lot of people over. So that's something to think about, you know, because a lot of people get out and get to these Super Bowl parties and, you know, they have too much fun. What I mean by that is just, you know, more drinking than needed. Y'all with me? And you know, sometimes things don't bode well after drinking a lot at a party. Okay? So, and another thing about being at home is you can drink as much as you want, as long as you don't take off somewhere. You know, you can sit home and drink as much as you want or as little as you want with no problems. So, and I know that when I go to a party, something like that, then I usually have a beverage in my hand the entire party. I don't know about you, whether it's an alcoholic beverage or just water. I've got something in my hand the entire party. So, you know, I'm just saying, be careful, okay? I want you guys to be careful and stay as safe as you can, okay? But you know, as far as the Super Bowl goes, and the call-in number, guys, is 818-301-5834. What is your pick for the Super Bowl and why? I told you guys my pick was the Broncos, and the reason is, is Peyton Manning. And I think he's going to, you know, as much as I like Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, you know, I like the team. They got a good team. And if these guys can stay together as a unit for a long time, barring, you know, major injuries, then, they're going to get a couple of Super Bowls if they stay together and stay healthy. And that's the kind of talent that they have now in Seattle. And by being in the Super Bowl, you know, that's going to bring them more notoriety and, excuse me, everything is going to go up for them. Their stock is flying out the roof right now because of the Super Bowl. And being in the Super Bowl. Imagine, you know, if they win and, you know, they got a great chance of winning. If they win, imagine how much money would come into Seattle. Just like that, you know. And it's the same pretty much for any city's team that wins the Super Bowl. You know, when Atlanta went to the Super Bowl, when the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, we lost in the Super Bowl, but when we went to the Super Bowl, there was mass money that came into Atlanta because we were in the Super Bowl. Now, the Super Bowl wasn't here. I think it was New Orleans or somewhere like that, maybe even Florida. But when the Super Bowl, when we were in the Super Bowl that year, the money that came into Atlanta just from being in the Super Bowl was huge. So you're gonna all the time get, you know, people to show up in town and all this kind of stuff just because your team is in the Super Bowl. Okay? So that's a big plus for everybody all the way around. The team and the coaches and the city, just, you know, everybody. Okay? And again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, 818-301-5834. I see a few people just now joining the show. And if you want to comment on the show, if you want to tell me your team and why you picked that team, feel free to press #1, and I'll put you guys up on the air. In the meantime, our title is today, our episode today is, what is your pick for the Super Bowl and why? Again, I'm with the Broncos. So we'll see what happens on Sunday night. Now, it's a possibility because of the weather that they may push the kickoff forward or backwards. You know, they may do it. They may push it back, and I don't know if pushing back to you means the same thing as it does to me, but anyway, the game's supposed to be at 6:30. If they push it back, then I'm thinking, you know, 30 or 4:30. Okay, that's what I mean by back. Now, if they push it up, I think that means pushing it forward, so pushing 6:30 to 8:30 or even, you know, 7:30, 8:30. Or maybe even later. They don't know because they don't know exactly what the weather's going to be. It's a prediction, but they don't know, okay? It's going to be in the low 30s at kickoff. If kickoff is at 6:30, they're saying it's going to be in the low 30s. And then with a 35% chance of precipitation, which I guess means snow or, you know, I guess a sleet or something. I don't know. I guess it's snow. 35% chance of precipitation and, you know, just short mile an hour wind. No, only 4 mile per hour wind. So the wind shouldn't be a factor on Saturday. But they are on Sunday, I mean, but they are expecting a storm to come and they don't know exactly when it's going to hit. Okay, but, you know, the NFL, they're the ones that schedule this Super Bowl in New York, in the elements. They schedule this. I don't know how long they do it in advance, but a year out, I guess. And they wanted to have it outside. And I think the fans enjoy the atmosphere at tailgating time, you know, before the game. I think they really enjoy that atmosphere with the cold weather and out there tailgating. To what extreme, I don't know. You know, if it's hard snow and or hard rain or something, I can't imagine you being good at tailgating in the hard rain. I mean, we tailgated when, you know, at a Falcons game, and we had a great time before we went into the game, okay? Good skies, good weather, everything, right? I mean, we were wearing short sleeves at that time. So we partied outside at the tailgate, going to the game, and, you know, we beat Carolina that day. We come out the game, and it's sprinkling, okay? So we're walking a little bit faster trying to get to our tailgating spot. So once we get to our tailgating spot, it starts to rain a little bit harder. Now, we got our tent up, you know, the little tailgate tent. You know what I'm talking about. We got our little tent up. We did move everything under the tent, like all the, you know, the grill and all that stuff. We did push it under the tent. We pushed everything together under the tent. So when we get back, it's, you know, it starts to rain harder and harder. And the next thing you know, you're trying to stand under the tent and kind of maybe let, maybe it's going to be a little shower that blows over. But it started raining harder and harder, and it looked like it wasn't going to slow down. And, you know, everyone around us, they packing up and they putting their stuff up, running through the rain, and we finally started to make the decision that, hey, we need to pack up too. You know, we were trying to stay there and still party. You know, when things happen like that, like weather, you know, and everyone's huddling together under a tent, you start to have, you know, really partying and having a good time and talking to each other while the weather kind of blows over. But it was blowing, and rain started to come slide sideways into the tent, and so, you know, we started getting a little wet, so we had to pack up. And we did, but I think that even with the weather, that the fans are going to be ecstatic. I mean, it's even because you don't know exactly what's going to happen, that's exciting. You know, going there not knowing if it's going to be bad weather, and then if they're going to delay the game. They were even talking about moving the game back to Saturday or up to Monday because of the weather. But, excuse me, I think that they're gonna keep it here at this time, and then, bam, they're going to get on with the game at 6:30 as scheduled. And you know, guys, the Super Bowl, you know, it's the longest game of the year. And because of halftime is so long and all this stuff that, you know, people start to mingle at halftime, right? People start to mingle at halftime, especially at parties. And that's what we were saying about having a party is that, you know, because we were trying to get a lot of the guys together. We probably hadn't seen each other together in a very long time. So we were trying to put a little something together for the guys, you know, to come to. But we decided not to because it was like, you know, we get together at Super Bowl. Everybody's going to be watching the game and really aren't going to have time to mingle with each other. Well, you would have time, but you wouldn't. You know, you'd be watching the game. And you're talking about the game, but we're watching the game. It didn't like the game not even being on, and we there just, you know, talking amongst each other. But so we decided not to get together for the guys not to get together for the Super Bowl. But it all works out. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We're talking about the Super Bowl, and what's your pick? And why for the Super Bowl, okay? Now, again, the weather is going to be a major factor in the game. But I think the cold weather is not going to – I don't think it's going to affect either of the teams, because if you're playing, I mean, if you're a starter or even a second stringer or something, you know, as long as you're playing on and off the field, you really aren't going to – give the weather a big thought, unless it's a lot of snow on the ground, or sometimes when it's raining real hard, or if it's super, super cold. But if it's, you know, it's like they say, it's going to be 30 to 35 degrees at game time. So that's not, you know, that's not the cold. I mean, you can deal with that. So I don't think that that's going to be a major factor. It's just if it snows or something like that. But it's going to work out, guys, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, join me on tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Thank you, guys. Take care of yourselves, and have a great Monday.
Person.